Lakut Sichas Chelek Chaf Vayera Gimel. The Sicha over here deals with the Geder of Mesiras Nevesh, very famous Sicha, but there's a word over here in Pasach HaTziner that's integral to the Bir of Mesiras Nevesh, and I believe often we miss out on that word while we focus on the end game of the Geder of Mesiras Nevesh. Let's start the Sicha. The Gemara says that the Eibishter told Avraham, Amoidli bin Isoyenze, regarding Akedas Yitzchak, Shelo Yemru, Ein Mamish Barishoin. And the question is, Bishlem, if you're going to tell me that Akedas Yitzchak in 1 to 10, it's the hardest. So you succeeded in 9, but the hardest you didn't achieve. You didn't get the highest mark on the test. The highest test you didn't pass. Mela. But Ein Mamish Barishoin means to say that this is going to tell me if you're for real. What do you mean if you're for real? I am for real. I went into the Rukazdin. In other words, the Gemara over here is kind of saying that Akedas Yitzchak is a game changer in the game of Mesiras Nefesh. And this game of Mesiras Nefesh starts with Akedas Yitzchak. If you don't have it, you don't have it. If you do have it, you do have it. And 9 other Nisyonos, that those are not Nisyonos. Those are not Nisyonos. That has to be understood. Why is it not Nisyonos? Say it's an easier Nisyon, but don't call it not a Nisyon. That's the gather that we're getting out of this Gemara. That the other Nisyonos are not considered the gather of Nisyon in the gather of Mesiras Nefesh. It's not a Nisyon. What do you mean it's not a Nisyon? So Chassidus Mevar. Let's jump to the Chassidus part. After the whole Hapaminus. Chassidus Mevar. What's Taket? Yeah. Chassidus also has a similar lashon of the word game changer. Ein mamish b'rishoyna. Chassidus says, yeah, Akedas Yitzchak was the first instance of Mesiras Nefesh. And that's why the Eibishter had to be Pasach HaTziner. This idea of Mesiras Nefesh, he had to open the faucet of Mesiras Nefesh, and that's the strength and the uniqueness of Avraham Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh and Akedas Yitzchak, because that's the moment Mesiras Nefesh started. So Chassidus is kind of continuing this line of the Gemara of Ein Mamish Barishoyna. Yeah, you're right. Ein Mamish Barishoyna. This is the first moment of Mesiras Nefesh. B'ha'guf Tzarech Bir. What does that mean? There was Mesiras Nefesh before. There was Mesiras Nefesh in Rukazdin. So what's the Bir? Why do we see from the Gemara and from the Bir in Chassidus, which is continuing that Kav Havone, that yeah, Ein Mamish Barishoyna. This is a new kind of Mesiras Nefesh. What's the Bir? What differentiates this Mesiras Nefesh to the extent that Ein Mamish Barishoyna? So I think it's important to hold for a moment before we go to the Bir and explain a little bit what Pasach HaTziner means. What does it mean, Pasach HaTziner? Open the faucet. Where do we say this concept? Let me ask you a question. If I say 1 plus 1 is 2, do we need to have Pasach HaTziner that people should understand 1 plus 1 is 2? We need to have one person who comes to the understanding that 1 plus 1 is 2, and then everybody else will understand 1 plus 1 is 2. Actually, in the Maimonim of Pasach HaTziner, it talks about certain muskolas need a Pasach HaTziner. So what does that mean? I'm going to say, I was the first one to come up with 2 plus 2 is 4. Now everybody else could also understand it. What's together? Obviously not. Why? Because 1 plus 1 is 2. That's part of Olam. The world was created with a certain set of understanding. The world was created with a set in stone acknowledgement that 1 plus 1 is 2. That is logic. That is Olam. Don't need Pasach HaTziner, because that is the way Olam was created. Pasach HaTziner is in areas where Olam doesn't have it. The world is looking, and this is an alien. The world does not get it. This does not sit in the recognition of the world we live in. Avraham Avinu's behavior in Akedas Yitzchak forced a new definition in the categories of encyclopedias. Encyclopedias suddenly opened up a new category that did not exist before. And it's very hard for the encyclopedia to open up a new category because it has to be forced beyond the shadow of a doubt to see a new reality, scientifically proven that, oh, there's a new reality in this world. We have to put it into the dictionary. Not everybody's going to necessarily reach that reality, but at least it exists. Avraham Avinu achieved a new reality born in this world through Akedas Yitzchak. It could very well be, as we see in the Haaretz, that Avraham lived that reality before. But the world was forced to recognize it in the moment of Akedas Yitzchak. The world, that's the gather of Pasach HaTzinner, that it came into the world. A faucet brought a new idea from out of space, from out of the space of this world, the makim and gather of this world, and it landed in this world in the purity and form of the way it is out of this world, and it landed into this world, and it didn't get affected by this world. It actually brought a new realization to this world. That's what Pasach HaTzinner means. The faucet is bringing the purity of the water the way it is, not changed, not mitzumtzum, not clouded, exactly the way it is into this world. Avraham Avinu's Akedas Yitzchak forced mankind, forced people to see there is moments that suddenly, something that's not understood happens. And now we can get into the world, the word Mesiras Nefesh. Mankind was created to make decisions. People make tough decisions in life. People can decide their work is so important that they're going to dedicate their life for it. And they're going to sacrifice family. The word sacrifice is part of life. People sacrifice things for a bigger ego, for a bigger thing that they aspire to. A soldier can get killed. A king can say, I'd rather have a short life than a long life. Napoleon said he'd rather have a short, adventurous life than a long life, which is going to live boring. People make a lot of decisions in their life, and that actually brings down this nekudah of Melech. People make a lot of decisions in life. But Avraham Avinu's behavior in Akedah didn't make sense on any level. Not on the level of understanding, not on the level of regesh, not in any level. B'teva, he was a ave. So, on the level of regesh, it didn't make sense. On the level of understanding, ideas, idealism, this didn't make sense at all. It's opposite. It's going to hurt his ideas that he's looking to bring into this world. And it's against what the Ibishter said before, Kach Nazbinch. It had nothing, there's no layer over here that makes sense. Which is really why, when we look at the Kedahs, at the Kedah, if we're honest with ourselves, you look at the Nisloin of the Kedah, Nisloin of Urkazim kind of makes sense. We've seen that in many, many places. Akedah, Kach Nazbinch, what's going on? Every time anybody opens up that story, what's going on? Avraham Avinu, what's going on? And maybe we can even say, if we're going to, into the depth of what's going on over here, the Eibishter Davke told Avraham to do something that's not understood, that defies every sense of logic and emotion. Shach shechtem the tankind. And I told you before not to, and yes, now. And why? And what's going to happen? There's nothing here that makes sense. So why is Avraham doing this? Comes along the Eibishter and says, I just now shared with you, a neshama, the ability to follow the Eibishter, not because it's the Eibishter. The Eibishter is shining in you. This is not your decisions. Keich HaMesiras Nefesh really means I shined into this world something that was sasum v'nelam, something that would not have the ability for this world to see is now in this world. That is the moment of Akedas Yitzchak. That's the chiddush of Akedah. It's not this world. There's nothing in the Havana of this world, in the aspirations of mankind, that can, this is a new thing. A Yid. Pasach HaTzinner. A Yid is connected to the Eibishter not because. There's no because. It's him. And that's the Nekud of Akedas Yitzchak. This brings a whole new Havan in Akedas Yitzchak. Maybe you can say, Al Derech we say, in a different place it brings down, why did Eibishter create Avraham that he was a Akar? And then afterwards gave him a bracha to have children. somewhere it brought down that Eibishter wanted that the idea of Yidden in this world is not part of this world. It's Lamaila from this world. So he made Eibishter made that Avram shouldn't have children. Hastas Yidden are not in the Geder of Teva. Akeda Yitzchak brought down this Nekuda that Yidden are Lamaila Mederech HaTeva. They're not Teva. They're in this world, but they're not in the world. Pasach Hatzina means the Eibishter transplanted Yidden, that they're not part of this world. They don't have to reckon with Cheshbonos. They have a new system. Their system has nothing to do with Cheshbonos. That's Akedas Yitzchak, and that's the koyach he gave to every single Yid. Now you can understand Ein Mamish Parishoinim. Ein Mamish Parishoinim doesn't mean that Avram didn't operate on this kind of Mesiris Nefesh before. It means that now the world is able to see who you were before. And the Hadas, he brings us down. Hastis, now that the world was forced to open up a new encyclopedia category called Mesiris Nefesh, now they know this was Avram Avinu also in your cosmos. This was Avram Avinu before. But if you wouldn't have this thing, they would doubt it. They wouldn't know. It would not be forced into this world. Now it's a different Avodah. Now it's understood.